Violinist Igor Yosifovich is my guest to talk about the upcoming performance by the Monument Piano Trio this Sunday, February the 15th at Andy Musique. When I looked at the program, I was most intrigued by the special surprise work. Can you give any kind of clue or hint?
Well, I thank you, Katie, for having me here. First of all, I am under strict orders to reveal nothing about the surprise other than I can say that this is a smaller segment of a larger surprise that will be presented. We now believe it will be the opening work on our next season's opening concert. So it is something that we've been working on for a little bit and wanted to give our audience and our loyal listeners just a little sneak peek into what's coming up.
Now, the Beethoven Piano Trio number 2, the Opus 1, this is pretty much of a milestone, these particular trios for Beethoven. Could you give just a brief sort of background on this trio?
When you play through them, you really sense this young energy, this fresh energy of coming from the sounds. In the slow movements, there's that depth that you can always find in Beethoven. The last movement gives this just fresh air sort of a feeling to this piece. We've now done almost all of the trios with this group, and we're really enjoying playing these early works. Having done the later ones, you really see where he was coming from almost. You can almost see the beginnings of the roots that were flourishing a bit later in his career.
Now, another young work is the piece by Max Bruch, which is in the second part of recital. He was such a master of melody. Can you tell that from this piece?
Well, of course. Perhaps one of his most famous works is the Violin Concerto. By many, that is regarded as one of the largest milestones in violin concerto repertoire. It was one of the first major works for violin, and it really set the structure for things that followed. The Piano Trio is one of his earlier works. He was not even 20 yet when he wrote it. And again, like in Beethoven, and I think it's similar to many great composers, you see the beginnings of the fruit. You see the little seeds that are planted, the melodies that are developed in their particular ways. And you can certainly see that it is a lyrical piece. It's not a piece that is often performed, and we really had to dig for some recordings and just to get an idea of what this piece is really like. But again, it's one of these things that we love to do, knowing that composer's later works. It's neat to kind of go back in history, go back in time, and see where it began.
The Rodion Chedrin, I'm not familiar with at all. All I know by him is the Carmen Suite. What are these pieces like?
Right.
These very funny pieces?
It depends if you're in the right sense of mind. To be quite honest, this was a piece that literally fell into my lap completely randomly. I was at the Peabody Library, the music library there. We were looking for some modern works by living composers, which is something we like to program in many of our concerts. And literally, I was pulling something off the shelf, and this piece fell out and literally landed in my lap. And I looked at it, and I said, Rodion Chedrin. I know the name, obviously, Russian, great composer. And three little funny pieces for piano trio. Very curious title. Opened it up, and they are titled very interestingly. First is Conversation. The second movement is titled Let's Play an Opera by Rossini. And the third movement is titled Humoresque. So that would lead you to believe that there is some humor involved in there. Quite lovely little piece. Really just a fun thing to do.
Thank you for bringing all of these rare gems to light.
Well, thank you so much. And that's exactly how we look at them, as little pearls that are not often performed.
The Monument Piano Trio, made up of cellist Daria Skorchevsky, pianist Michael Shepard, and violinist Igor Yosifovich, who has been my guest, will perform at Andy Musique this Sunday, February the 15th at 7:30 p.m. More information is available at monumentpianotrio.com. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Katie.